Hello there, my fellow League of Legends. Welcome to another episode of the Big Times Ballers podcast. Now, before we get into today's episode, do have some sad news, and I want to just take a minute to share a moment with some of you guys. I know some of you knew him, some of you probably didn't. And there's a guy by the name of Steve Wall that played with us for roughly about 5 seasons. I learned, you know, a few days ago that Steve actually lost his battle with cancer, which is just terrible, sad news. So before I even get into today's podcast, you know, I just kind of want to quickly touch on Steve. You know, Steve was a great guy, man. Full of energy. Happy to have met him. I know he was good friends with Walt and Chris, and I think Shady might even knew him well also. And you know, it's tough, right? You know, it's this thing we call life. Sometimes it's just not fair. So before I even go any further, I just want to, you know, just let you all know that I love you all. I appreciate each and every single one of you. And you know, I hope I don't ever have to, you know, deliver any more bad news about anyone that I know, just because it's just terrible. So I just want to say rest in peace, Steve, and you know, you'll surely be missed. You know, and you know, just quickly, you know, in Steve's 5 years over the league, you know, he had a winning record. You know, he was 36-29. His last year in the league was 2019, where he actually made it to the championship, and it was his best season ever. He finished 10-3. You know, so it's tough, but you know, I've learned to look at life, I guess, in a different light, depending on certain situations, I suppose. And you know, I had a cousin that passed away, and you know, I saw him just the week before. He passed away in a motorcycle accident, and you know, he was a DJ, and you know, for his funeral, you know, it wasn't, yes, it was sad, but you know, the group that he played with, you know, they actually had just a bunch of music going, kind of more of like a celebration of life, and it was cool. It was cool, and the fact that, you know, we were kind of reliving some of his best moments. So you know, these podcasts, obviously, you know, I want to bring it to you guys, and you know, to bring joy and happiness. And but you know, I think it's worth paying the respect to Steve. He was a good guy. He will surely be missed. So with that said, rest in peace, Steve, and we'll surely miss you, buddy. Now for today's podcast, what I want to jump into is, you know, last week we looked at, you know, teams that are scoring, you know, their average points per game over their lifetime in the league. Well, today we're going to look at average wins per team over their time here spent in the league. And we're going to go through this list here pretty quick. So starting at number one, and obviously I went out, you know, a couple decimal places with these, because I really wanted to separate, you know, everyone. And coming in at number one, the team that is averaging 7.7 wins per season, coming in at that number one spot, it's R-Y-A-N. That's right, it's Ryan. RJ, I hope you didn't think I was going to call your name. That's right, folks. Ryan, coming in at the number one spot at 7.7 wins per season. I would say that this is one of the most impressive things that I've ever seen in this league. And here is why. For those of you who don't know, in 2014, Ryan, aka back then Peanut Butter, went 1-12. So he started his fantasy career at 1-12. And he has never, ever had a losing season ever since. And I actually do have Ryan coming on the show next week. So you guys will hear a podcast from Ryan kind of explaining how he was able to overcome that 1-12 start to to being number one on the list for average wins per season. That's just absolutely amazing. Coming in at number two, at 7.6 wins per season, it's Luke. That's right, the Griffin brothers are just tearing this league up. 1-2 combo knockout. Luke is coming in at number two at 7.6 wins per season. Luke has had three winning seasons before he went 5-8 in 2017. But, he then came back after that losing season and came back and set the record for most wins in a season at 11. So, these Griffin brothers have a way of bouncing back after, running into adversity. So it's beautiful to see. Great job, Luke. Coming in at number three at 7.4 wins per season, it's my old buddy, Bill Rug Knuckles. Bill, he started his career, at two back-to-back seasons at 6-7, and one of those 6-7 years is where he actually won the championship. And then, from there, his second championship came when he had a 10-win season. So, again, here's another guy that started rough and then found a way to, win during one of those rough seasons, but then came back with a 10-win season as well. Coming in at number four, at 7.3 wins per season, it's Mark. Out of his 9 years in the league, Mark has 6 winning seasons. So that is something to be extremely proud of there. So great job there, Mark. Now, number five, there are actually two teams that are tied at 7.25 wins per season. And those teams are World Boss and Who Dot Nation. So Chris and T are both tied at 7.2 wins per season. And for T, T has had 6 winning seasons and 2 championships. And really, when it comes to Chris, all I'm going to say is GOAT. That's it. 3 chips, GOAT. Nothing else to say. Nothing else to see here. Coming in at number 6, it's Cam. Cam's first 2 years, were losing seasons. And then last year, he finished his finished with double digits. For the first time in his career. So very impressive. Cam's obviously heading in the right direction, and I'm really excited to see what he's going to bring to the table this year. Coming in at number 7, it's Jesse. Jesse's coming at number 7 at 6.4 wins per season. And he is, his best season came in 2019, when he went 9-4. Coming in at number 8, it's actually Nate. Nate is averaging 6 wins per season, and his best season was back in 2021 when he had double digits wins, and he actually won the MVP that year. Coming in at number 9, at 5.7 wins per season. Okay, RJ, here's where you finally get to hear your name. RJ's number 9 at 5.7 wins per season. RJ actually started his career 3 straight years at 6-7 until finally in 2020, which was his only winning season ever, at 8-5. Number 10, it's Walt. Walt has had a tough time. Walt has never had a winning season in the league. And we'll just have to wait to see if that changes here in 2023. Coming in at number 11, it's T-Van. Yep, Tyler's only had 1 winning season in his career, and that was last year. And that actually, the year that you guys all know, brought him to the championship. Coming in at number 12, it's Jason. Jason started his career at 7-6, and he's never had a winning season ever since. So, Jason, number 12, averaging 5.1 wins per season. Never had a winning season ever since then, since he started his career in 2015. So he's down at the bottom here at 5.14. And then to round out the list, at 4.3 wins per season, it's Shady. That's right. And I think we all know part of what contributed to that having Shady so low on the list is that dreadful 0-13 season in 2018. So, just to quickly recap the list, coming in at number 1 at 7.7 wins per season, it's Ryan. Number 2 at 7.6 wins per season, it's Luke. Number 3 at 7.4 wins per season, it's Bill. Number 4 at 7.3 wins per season, it's Mark. Tied at number 5 are T and Chris at 7.2 wins per season. Number 6, it's Cam at 6.5 wins per season. Number 7, it's Jesse, 6.4 wins. Number 8, it's Nate at 6 wins. Number 9, it's RJ at 5.7. Number 10, it's Walt at 5.4. Number 11, it's T-Van at 5.2. Number 12, it's Jason at 5.1. And then to finish to round out the list, it's Shady at 4.3. Well, there you have it, folks. I hope you enjoyed another episode of the Big Time Ballers podcast and where you fall on your average wins per season. Next week, you'll get to hear from one of the legends of the league, Ryan, and I'm looking forward to hopefully having a few more of you join the podcast as well. Take care. Until next time.